Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We're getting breaking news that federal agents are already in Chicago and the National Guard is set to arrive in literally just hours from now. And we're already seeing Democrats defecting. Another high-ranking Chicago Democrat is taking Trump's side. He's begging for the National Guard, all the while their own feckless mayor has completely lost control of his city. And now, if you can believe it, even the ultra-left MSNBC is calling on Trump to intervene in this failed city. We are witnessing a supermajority issue in the making. Stick with me to the very end of this video because I'm going to show you precisely why Trump's law and order policies are serving as the catalyst for a nationwide political realignment beyond our wildest dreams. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making possible. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So here's what's really happening in Chicago right now as we speak and why this is about to explode in the biggest showdown between federal and local government, frankly, since the Civil War. Now, as you know, President Trump just deployed over 2,200 National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., and crime dropped by an astonishing 84%. Now he's threatening to do the same thing in Chicago, and the Democrat leadership there is having a complete meltdown. But the numbers don't lie. This Labor Day weekend saw 54 people shot and 7 killed. That's double the casualties from last year. And the footage coming out of Chicago looks like a war zone. Now, ICE agents have been in Chicago for the last several weeks, cracking down on illegal immigration as part of President Trump's directive to triple ICE arrest quotas to 3,000 daily nationwide. Chicago's seen a dramatic increase in enforcement. In fact, there have been over 5,000 ICE arrests in Chicago alone just over the last few months. And that federalization of law centered on illegals is now enlarging to deal with the out-of-control crime situation as a whole. And their failed mayor, Brandon Johnson, is having an absolute temper tantrum over it. Take a look.
No federal troops in the city of Chicago. No militarized force in the city of Chicago. We're going to defend our democracy in the city of Chicago. We're going to protect the humanity of every single person in the city of Chicago.
Now, unfortunately for Mayor Johnson, even his fellow Democrats are beginning to defect, and they are begging Trump to send in federal troops to stop the carnage. Democrat Alderman Raymond Lopez, who's publicly breaking with his own party, he's calling on his fellow Democrats to work with President Trump to solve Chicago's out-of-control crime.
We should be working to make sure that we are in coordination with each other. There's nothing stopping the mayor of the city of Chicago, the governor of the state of Illinois, from picking up the phone and reaching out to the president of the United States and saying, what can we do to be on the same page? We should all be looking to continuously decrease the amount of victims in our city and in our state. And instead, we're getting into this tit-for-tat social media back and forth nonsense, which is only putting the people of Chicago and the people of Illinois in the middle, in the crosshairs of the criminals who are going to use this time to exploit and go crazy, as we're continuing to see this weekend, where we've had multiple mass shootings, multiple victims, and no one wants to talk about them. I hear the governor talking about an invasion, an insurrection. I hear the mayor writing useless orders against the federal government. But what no one is talking about is, if our crime stats are decreasing, why can't we push with Donald Trump's help and decrease them even more? How many victims are we comfortable with? Because that's ultimately the subtext of what the mayor and the governor are saying, is that we are comfortable with the amount of victims we have right now. We don't need to improve on our numbers any further than that.
And Alderman Lopez is not alone. Wait until you see who's now on Trump's side in all of this. This is going to absolutely blow you away, coming from none other than MSNBC. But first, gang, do you remember Biden's debate disaster when he blurted out, "We finally beat Medicare"? Well, it's true, as Trump said, you beat it to death. Medicare touches the lives of millions of Americans, but like just about everything the government touches, it's a mess. And mistakes can cost you thousands, between confusing rules and penalties and thousands of different plans. I mean, it's no wonder so many people are spending more than they need to because they're stuck on the wrong plan. So that's why I want to introduce you to a genuinely helpful company, Chapter. Chapter gives you personalized Medicare advice, and they actually work for you, not the government, not big insurance. They search every plan available, even those that other agents skip. And by doing this, they save people an average of $1,100 per year, and sometimes more. In fact, Chapter was able to save one couple, Joe and his wife, $3,000 every year. Chapter's advice is completely free to my audience. No fees, no pressure, just honest help. So if you're already on Medicare or about to be, I cannot recommend Chapter enough. Give them a call at 919-727-1903 to make sure your Medicare works for you. Most people wish they had called them a lot sooner. Again, that's 919-727-1903. If you can believe it, even MSNBC's Morning Joe is turning on the Democrats with this one. Take a look.
Concern is, you have leaders in Chicago that see this. As you say, we've been reading about this for years now. Every weekend, and maybe crime has gone down. But, you know, we had the mayor of Chicago on last week saying, oh, we don't need any more police officers. Police officers aren't the answer. No police officers. Like, you know, I think he said no five times. You look what's happening this weekend. You look so, you know, I actually think that J.B. Pritzker should do something radical. I think he should pick up the phone, call the president, and say, you know, and I know you don't have the constitutional authority to deploy the National Guard here and to police my. You can do that in D.C. You can't do that in Chicago. But let's partner up. These are the most dangerous parts of my state. We would love to figure out how to have a partnership that's constitutional, that respects the sort of balance of federalism between the federal government and the state government. And let's work together to save lives. Because right now, just the, hey, nothing to see here moving along, no problem here. Hey, Donald Trump, we don't need you. And, you know, the mayor talking about we're going to protect people's dignity in our city. Well, protect their lives. That's protecting their dignity. You know, it would be radical for us to figure out a way to actually do what I've been saying from the very beginning on Washington, and that is seeing politicians creating partnerships that protect their people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who would have ever imagined the old Republican Joe Scarborough be coming back? But there he is. There, you heard him. And it's so simple to see why. Republicans, fundamentally, Republicans are about governing in accordance with reality, whereas Democrats are about imposing a radical ideology on reality. That's the key difference. Republicans want to govern in accordance with reality, whereas Democrats want to impose a radical ideology on reality. And that's what's really freaking the Democrats out here in all of this. The reason why Democrats are so freaked out is because they know that if Trump is able to effectively clean up our cities the way he closed the border and is cleaning up D.C., the Democrats' own constituents will inevitably turn on them. precisely because safety and security are properly basic to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? We were talking about this on the Timcast show last week with Jack Posobiec, but the psychologist Abraham Maslow graphed out and prioritized in a foundational order the properly basic needs of all humans. And as you can see, safety and security needs are second only to food, air, and water, according to Maslow's hierarchy. And so if Trump is successful in restoring those basic human needs, then he's going to politically appeal to the widest possible number of people. This is exactly what happened with El Salvador's Nayib Bukele. President Bukele's police and law enforcement reforms, they led El Salvador away from being the single most violent nation on the planet, the murder capital of the world, to being the safest nation in the Western Hemisphere. And as a result, he won re-election with an astonishing 85% of the vote. Again, this is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Nayib Bukele didn't have to impose a leftist ideology on reality. He just realigned Salvadoran politics with reality. And the result was that 85% of the country realigned with him. This is precisely what the Democrats fear the most about what Trump is doing here. He is realigning urban politics with reality and effectively breaking the stranglehold of the radical Marxist ideology that far-left politicians have been imposing on urban politics for decades. And what Trump is doing works the other way around. Restoring public safety in realigning urban politics with reality, he disproves and refutes the fundamental claims common to most Democrat mayors, which is that their urban constituents are suffering these social pathologies like rampant crime and violence because the system is broken. The system is racist. It's bigoted. It's rigged against you. You get this all the time from Brandon Johnson, Chicago. You get this all the time from Karen Bass in L.A. Ma'am Donnie in New York is doubling down on all this nonsense. The system is irreparable, and therefore it needs to be replaced by a more Marxist system. But if Trump can solve the problem, if the problems are not specific to the system, if he can use the system to solve the problem, then he refutes the cultural Marxist claims. Just like he refuted the claim that you needed Congress to pass legislation to secure the border. You didn't need new legislation. You didn't need a new system. You just needed a new president. You just needed new leadership to break the zombie-like propaganda wall that infests our legacy media and political establishment. And that is exactly what Trump is promising to do here. And his law and order policies are even resurrecting the old Republican version of Joe Scarborough. I mean, it's amazing. On MSNBC, of all places. So obviously, we'll be keeping a very close eye on how things develop here. But again, law and order is becoming Trump's signature issue that's quickly galvanizing a supermajority support. This goes way beyond D.C. This goes way beyond Chicago. Law and order may end up politically realigning the nation like never before. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast. This is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted. It isn't safe. And it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real. It's raw. And it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.